just when you thought that the Steven Anderson camp couldn't get any more childish and pathetic.
Yes, my brain is totally clean and now only has...
Hey everyone, this is Brother Mejia here. Just want to put out a response to Brian Dunglinger's video that he made about me regarding a video that I made earlier this week announcing the dispensation of heresy. Now, if you don't know anything about Brian Dunglinger, I don't blame you. You know, he's a nobody, but he's this hyper-dipstixationalist rucktard who is obsessed with Pastor Anderson. He's obsessed with the new IFB, but he's this major dispensational, just heretic, false teacher, false prophet, who contradicts himself all the time. He makes his weird videos with his wife. But I do want to say, the reason I'm making this video is I want to say thank you, Brian, for promoting my documentary there on your channel. And I appreciate you promoting that and publicizing that to your followers so they can watch it. But he starts off the video by saying,
just when you thought that the Steven Anderson camp couldn't get any more childish and pathetic.
But the ironic thing about that is this, just when you think it can't get more childish and pathetic, then I run into something like this.
They are militantly anti-Catholic!
Oh yes, of course, Dr. Smarty Pants.
Just when you thought that the Steven Anderson camp couldn't get any more childish and pathetic.
You have done that yourself!
Or even something like this.
Like, oh, things aren't going well. We need to transfer you to the hospital immediately. It's an emergency!
Yeah, and again, you know...
This little man right here is exactly why we militantly rebuked that satanic witch's coven across the street from here in August.
Who's wearing the pants in that family?
Opium. Yep. A derivative of the opium from the poppy plant.
So, yeah.
You are dealing with street drug dealers in a lab white coat.
Yeah.
Can the man get a word in? Can the man get a word in?
Just when you thought that the Steven Anderson camp couldn't get any more childish and pathetic.
Oh, wanna buy a Honda, don't buy a Harley Davidson, Kawasaki Suzuki, oh, yo, hi, hush, flesh, untie, bow tie, oh, hi, oh, Lord my God, is there no hope for the winter sun,
Church, to report those heretics!
Now, seriously, all jokes aside, I just want to thank you for publicizing my film to your crowd there, to your followers, and so they can watch my video. I really appreciate that. But I do want to correct you on one thing that you were wrong on. This is an area that I would like to correct you on.
Yes, an Easter egg hunt in a video debunking dispensationalism.
Now, if you quoted me, then I apologize for that because I was wrong about that. You know, that's not what we're trying to do. That's not my agenda. You know, I don't have that attitude that I just want to, you know, debunk it and do all that, you know. Actually, what I'm trying to do is destroy dispensationalism. And my agenda, my goal is to abolish it, is to destroy it, and to make people like you look stupid, and to really reveal to the people, to the masses, how foolish, how devilish, and heretical dispensationalism really is. And so, just want to correct you on that one thing. So, that's pretty much it. Make sure you tune in on Monday, 9 o'clock a.m., Brian, for the Dispensation of Heresy. You have a cameo appearance in that film. I apologize, I wasn't able to put you as much as maybe you would want. But I did put you in there because you are stupid enough to believe that stuff. And, you know, I didn't want to leave you out. And so, make sure you watch it Monday, 9 o'clock a.m., Pacific time, by the way. So it's Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And there's a couple questions in the comments regarding the t-shirts that we're going to be giving out. And they said, you know, are you going to be able to ship them across seas? I apologize. It's only going to be for the United States. And so just keep that in mind, all right? God bless and have a great one.